Let's talk about some big, hopeful COVID signs and the dashing of some small COVID hopes. First, the small stuff. But still a bummer, dude. Early yesterday, us Phoenix Suns fans were feeling hopeful that this dude...
Ball in a hurry, up into the front court. Stops, looks, three-pointer, shazam!
Chris Paul would be done with his run-in with COVID-19 so he could rejoin the run the Suns are making at the NBA Finals. But even hoping with our fingers crossed and our eyes tightly shut, wishing like a little kid that Santa's going to show up wasn't enough to hope Suns point guard Chris Paul out of the NBA's COVID-19 health and safety protocols. And he's not being allowed to play game 2 of the Western Conference Finals against the LA Clippers. The worst part is that our hope was fueled by a report that surfaced that he's symptom-free. So when will Chris Paul conquer his strange post-vaccination case of COVID? Suns owner Robert Sarver was on CNBC yesterday where he was asked if he expects Chris Paul will play at all in this series.
Yeah, I mean, I expect him to play this series, but I don't know exactly when. That's up in the air at this point.
So maybe by game 3 on Thursday in LA? I don't know, but the hoping didn't help before, so I'm going to quit sweating the small stuff and focus on the truly hopeful big picture. ABC's Eva Pilgrim reports a milestone announced yesterday. 150 million Americans are fully vaccinated.
And case numbers are down, the lowest daily average since March 2020.
Also at the lowest number in almost 14 months, COVID-19 deaths. They're now below 300 nationwide per day. So vaccinations are working. I just wish Chris Paul's vaccine had worked fully. I mean, it kept him from getting sick. But if it kept him from getting infected at all, we could have had a great big picture and some great small news, too. We could have had it all. And given the Suns a better chance of winning it all with Paul.